Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In what's being called a triumph for property rights, a federal judge in Boston has rejected the federal government's attempt to take over a family-owned motel in Tewksbury under a controversial law called civil forfeiture. The owners of the Motel Caswell have never been charged with any crimes and have never come under police suspicion. But in a trial last November, the U.S. Attorney's Office sought to take the property because it alleged the motel, the building, had facilitated drug crimes. WBUR's David Boeri reports on reaction to the decision.
In shock right now. I mean, it's been 3 years or 3.5 years of this garbage, and it takes a little while to comprehend that, you know, it's finally over with.
At 69, Russell Caswell had all his life savings tied into the family motel that charges $57 a night for a room. He'd never had any trouble getting license renewals from the town. He'd never received any warnings from the police when he got a letter from the U.S. Attorney's Office a few years ago. It announced they were coming after his property because of crimes committed by some of his guests. At trial, federal prosecutors introduced information about 15 specific drug-related incidents that occurred in a 14-year period. It should be noted, wrote Magistrate Judge Judith Dean in yesterday's decision, that during that time period, Russell Caswell had rented out 196,000 rooms.
I don't know how I can see through the doors.
Caswell told me last November, in reference to the fact that those alleged crimes took place in closed rooms. Now, even after winning, Caswell can't forget his years under government threat.
You just been going through this stuff, you know, every day, thinking about it, scratching your head like, what the heck is this all about? You know, where'd this come from? And it's just hard to believe that this stuff can happen to people when you've done absolutely nothing, and they even say I've done nothing.
Indeed, the judge concluded, there is no evidence that Mr. Caswell knew of any drug activities which he did not report to the police. After spending $100,000 defending himself, Caswell turned to the Institute of Justice, a libertarian public interest law firm. Scott Bullock, who defended him, says the judge pulled no punches.
She saw Russ as somebody who did what all he could do to try to prevent drug crimes from occurring on his property, and recognized that he had no control over what people did behind closed doors out of the view of him or his employees.
Judge Dean faulted the government for engaging in gross exaggeration, misstatements of fact, and highly derogatory argument. Punishing Mr. Caswell by forfeiting the motel obviously would not punish those engaged in the criminal conduct, Judge Dean wrote. During the 4-day trial in November, U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz released a statement saying her office wanted to send a message by going after the motel. But just up the street from the mom-and-pop-run Motel Caswell, there's a Motel 6, a Walmart, and Home Depot. And they had all experienced a similar rate of drug crimes, according to Caswell's attorneys, without the government going after them. Russell Caswell.
I mean, the government's got all the money in the world to throw at these things, and they just bully people is what it is, and it's completely wrong. It's just not American.
The trial revealed that the idea to go after the Motel Caswell sprung from the Drug Enforcement Administration. The DEA has an agent who testified that his job is to seek out targets for forfeiture by watching TV news and reading newspapers. When he finds a property where drug crimes occur, he goes to the Registry of Deeds. Finding the Motel Caswell had no mortgage and was worth almost $1.5 million, the DEA teamed up with the Tewksbury police, who were offered 80% of the taking, the agent testified. After widespread criticism following the death of defendant Aaron Swartz, U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz has been dealt a second major setback in 2 weeks. Attorney Scott Bullock accuses her of abusing the draconian power of civil forfeiture.
This case epitomizes what an aggressive U.S. attorney wielding these laws can do to a small and even innocent property owner like Russ Caswell.
A spokesperson says the U.S. attorney is reviewing the decision. having lost its effort to take the Motel Caswell, the government is now obligated to pay for both Russell Caswell's legal expenses and the legal work of the Institute of Justice, which will come to at least $500,000. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.